Betsy. Betsy Parcells.
I want to give Jim a chance to get his fingers back before we do the Ariadne. And Wes asked me to just give a short rundown on what this aria is about. This is the Zerbinettis aria from Ariadne of Naxos by Richard Strauss. And it's rather long. It's about 12 minutes. And it's quite a workout for me as well as for Jim. And basically what she's saying is she's on a desert island. She's a little dancer. She's on a desert island with the great Princess Ariadne, who's just been jilted by Theseus. And she's giving her a little sermon about, you seem to think just because you're a great princess and a priestess that you're the only woman in the world that has problems with men. Well, just imagine what I've been through. And then she goes on to list all of her lovers and various escapades. And at the end says, well, you know, we can't hate men after all. They're really quite wonderful, even though they're so hateful to us. And puts on quite a little performance. And it's a wonderful aria, and I hope
you all... Selena's catalog.
Yes, that's right.
The text is by Hugo von Hofmannsthal, who collaborated with Strauss on a number of works in addition to Ariadne and Arabella and... various other works. The opera itself had its premiere in Stuttgart, October 25th, 1912. Jim, you about recovered?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Betsy. Zerbinettis aria from Ariadne auf Naxos by Richard Strauss.
Traurigkeit mit einem anderen Mann gemessen werden muss, als der, die Mann einen Stein.
Elizabeth Parcells, accompanied by James Wynn. That was from Richard Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos, Zerbinetta's aria, the words of Hugo von Hofmannsthal. That sounds so German, Hugo von Hofmannsthal.
Yes.
Great, great performance. What is the high note? Is that, that's above a, the last note is a C, but what's...
Well, there's the a couple of E's in the final high notes and the one with the trill and the other stuff. Those are D's.
D.
Yeah.
Actually, Strauss didn't have any respect at all for the human voice.
Well, you should have seen the original version. It was a little longer and somewhat higher, as a matter of fact. It went up to F's and F sharps.
Fun.
So No, maybe in a few years I'll try that one. It's really a curiosity piece, that, but this one is usable, and this is the version that's always used in the full productions, because you add staging and the dramatic situation and a heavy costume and the whole thing to that aria, and you've got your work cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've got a very imaginative director who expects you to run up and down stairs and do cartwheels and handstands in the middle and everything, which often happens. She's a commedia dell'arte character, so she should be able to juggle snowballs and everything else.
Well, singing, of course.
Oh, yes, naturally. Very versatile.
High D while doing a cartwheel. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for joining us on our live performance series. I wish you both well in your respective careers.
Thank you.
We'll have another live performance series on tomorrow morning's program. However, it will be without audience because our studio is limited in size.